These are the letters. First, from Reverend Martin Wells of Spokane, Washington. He's referring to Tap Into Your Vocation, the article in April. This article is a very fine exposition of the basics of our theology on vocation, and we pray the article is provocative for your leaders. A group of us, known as the ELCA Life of Faith Initiative, have been at work to encourage congregations to consider this direction for ministry, seeing the purpose of our Sunday gathering as fulfilled when we scatter into the world of our callings. In furtherance of that work, a brand new video is available from faithoflifeinf.info. The website is full of additional information for congregations drawn into this initiative. Thanks again for highlighting this second great emphasis of the Reformation and for encouraging our people in their calls through Living Lutheran. Rebecca Barbie of Glendale, Arizona, talks about Keeping Vigil, the article in April. What a joy to read about Finney Ridge Church doing immersion baptism of those who choose it. My parents baptized me as an infant, but that was their decision and not mine, and I'm very grateful for it. However, a time came when I needed and wanted to make that decision for myself. I was attending a church that did immersion, and words cannot tell you how special I felt to the Lord Jesus when I came up out of that water. It's a feeling I've never forgotten, and I've spoken with others who've had the same experience. Jesus was dedicated as a baby and then immersed as an older person, old enough to make that decision. This letter is from Reverend David Beckman, president of Bread for the World in Washington, D.C. He is referring to Ending Hunger Could Bring Us Together from the April magazine. Thank you for running the article by Arthur Simon, the founder of Bread for the World. And quote, "Your young people will see visions, and your old people will dream dreams." Art is 90 years old, but his intellect is still incisive, and his dream of ending hunger is still compelling. Since you went to press with the April issue, COVID-19 has caused a big setback in progress against hunger, both in our country and around the world. But I'm encouraged that the two parties have been able to come together to approve massive COVID response legislation, and that Bread for the World has been able to help win some assistance for hungry and poor people in the United States and worldwide. Heinz Riedel writes about a May article, Meeting an Unprecedented Moment. A shout-out to every pastor and congregation who took the ball and are running with it using the cams in their desktops, their phones, and just making it work with whatever they have. Amen, brothers and sisters, who rose to this challenge and get better with every online worship. Anne Vieira writes, and took time to preach parishioners to log into Google Meet for Bible study or how to watch worship on Facebook Live, and the list goes on. Praise God for the love overflowing. Reverend Lance Henderson of West Columbia, South Carolina, writes about the article They Bring Good News in March. I'm not surprised that Vision and Expectations was removed from use by the ELCA Church Council. When I was in candidacy for rostered ministry, my bishop would, every 4 years, go over the document word for word with the synod candidates. As he read about the expectations for a minister's prayer life or personal stewardship, no one uttered a word. But when it came to the notorious page 13 and its discussions regarding sexual expectations, the room lit up with opinions. Despite its original intent, V&E had become a one-issue document that reflected our church body's ongoing obsession.